You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Another day, another massage therapist accused of a little touchy-touchy.
It's a legitimate thing.
I know, Chuck.
People do all the time.
I'm not even going there.
It's a legitimate.
Let's
not get into the discussion.
It's a legitimate.
They're just going to have to outlaw massages altogether.
They will. They'll have to.
That's it. My purple foam roller at home was fine, I guess. That's just what I use.
Just get a loved one to touch you. That's it. That's what you'll have to do. Masseur who worked at a Blackman Township, Michigan spa called the... What's it called?
Going down to the what's it called?
Hell.
They
don't even tell you.
They
call it something, but they're just, it's wrong. It's the Relax Chinese Acupressure Spa. Relax Chinese.
It's right in the title, guys.
Please. Doesn't count.
Maybe. Is this one of those situations where everyone knew it was a rub and tug except this person? And he's
but it's pretty dumb. It's pretty obvious.
It can't have relax and Chinese in the title.
I guess some people are living in their little innocent world.
Right. They don't live in the Dave and Chuck world.
Yeah. That's it.
Like, what makes you just all of a sudden, you're like, acupuncture. I'm doing it.
Acupuncture?
That's what it was,
you,
right?
What makes you do that? I mean, people may say, hey, acupuncture will help with...
But like, then you...
All sorts of different
things.
Don't
you go to a place that's like... Super reputable.
Well, if you just look up... You know, you're like
the closest place to you.
Yeah, and then they're like the Chinese medicine or whatever.
Relax Chinese.
So maybe that's it.
Relax Chinese acupressure spa.
It's just acupressure. It's not even.
Oh, it's not even acupressure.
Not even. Yeah.
So a masseur who worked there is accused of touching clients inappropriately. 58-year-old Guangalu Zia is charged with 2 counts each of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, which is a high court misdemeanor defined as unwanted sexual contact with another person. Please say anyone who received a massage at Relax Chinese Acupressure Spa at Westwood Mall and felt they may have been touched inappropriately should contact authorities.
You better call right now if you bought one.
The charges stem from an investigation into a complaint alleging the masseur was touching clients in a way that was not typical and unwanted. So this story is a little different because it's a dude. He was arraigned in April on the 2 charges and later waived his preliminary exam, sending his case to trial. The investigation is ongoing. Police are saying if anyone believes they were touched inappropriately or has any concerns regarding the treatment techniques at Relax Chinese Acupressure Spa, to contact them immediately.
I think it was you, Andy, that might have been... You might have said something one of these times that we were talking about these places that are getting busted, that one of the smartest moves to do right away is instantly claim, like, oh my God, I didn't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, just like claim that it went the other way.
Yeah, like you were just legitimate. If you're the one who complains, then you're the one who's off the hook.
Right.
For like all the charges if it goes down. Maybe the guy felt like... There was someone else in there that felt a little copy to him.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's a cop.
Yeah, but it's a dude. A dude massage therapist.
It was a dude?
Yeah, the massage therapist.
A masseur,
therapist.
Not...
Oh.
Right?
Still.
Isn't it masseur male?
I
think so. Yeah.
Masseuse is...
Right. Male. And Guanglu, I assume that's a male name.
Isn't masseur just like Mr. in French?
Like a monsieur?
That's monsieur.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Monsieur.
Monsieur.
Monsieur, mademoiselle. I can't find... Normally, we can look these places up, and you get a
complete... Where is it?
It's in Blackman Township, Michigan.
Where is it online? We can't
look at it. Well, that's it. It doesn't really have their own... Like, it's on the Westwood Mall website.
It has to be on the Google map.
It's not on the Google.
So, this is just a guy... who decided to become a massage therapist. I'm just trying to put it together. A guy who decided to become a massage therapist to touch people.
Perhaps. Or perhaps it's one of those places known as a rub and tug, and this person didn't get the message. Because it's fourth degree, right? So maybe you just touch some balls or...
Well, that's how you initiate, right? That's how they go in for the... They give you the feel, and then people are either like, oh! Or they're like... Yes. $60 more.
They have no online presence.
This was at a mall, too, huh?
Uh-huh.
So do you think the malls can be liable for having a place like that?
I don't think so.
Well, they are. They're definitely treating this one differently than I just can't believe. The name is the worst name you could ever.
Relax, Chinese.
Mm-hmm. I found them on Google.
You found them on Google?
Mm-hmm. I put relax Chinese acupressure and it came up.
Okay. Let's see here. And it's the same one because there was one.
Is it at Westwood Mall?
Yeah, yep. That's it. Okay, there it is. But they've done. See, and not a lot of no reviews
There's
or anything.
There's four reviews on mine. On the right, is there?
We must be looking at different things.
Mm.
I don't know what that F. Is this a different one?
It's a different one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, but see, these are women.
He was a male masseuse, too. So
right.
He might have asked for a guy. So you walk into a rub and tug, and you're like, can I get a guy? And they're like, yeah, hold on.
It is a different, this is a different kind of, this is a weird one because usually those places don't want to be like a mall. People are walking around and.
Yeah, see, look, there's the reviews. A couple of them are guys, but there's some women too. Love this place. Great business. Super friendly. I frequent them 10 out of 10. Excellent place to go get a great back massage. I went for half hour on the table. It was great. I'll be back.
Okay. Here's one of the things too. Like, do we know anything about this mall? Because is this just like a strip mall? Because a strip mall is where a rub and tug would be.
This doesn't look like a strip mall.
Could this be an area where they just have like the chairs and the table set up and they just massage you like right out like in the view of everybody?
Yeah, like you know see those.
Like, where they have like, the chairs
it's
set
like
up.
A mall. It's like an inside mall.
How could you be jerking people inside of this?
It doesn't seem like a weird. Place that you'd do that.
Yeah, I've been to this.
So mall. This is more of like a pervy.
Yeah. I had to do a horrible event there.
Oh.
For another radio station.
Yeah, your time in West
a lifetime ago.
Oh, God.
At a Walmart.
That was a cool Deadpool there, though.
There's also about half the stores appear to be shut down.
It is a mall.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's an FYE there.
That could be old. That picture was from, like, 2016, so it may be gone, that FYE.
Are those boots still there?
Probably.
I sure hope so. Look at those bad boys. They're like a wintry cowboy boot.
Yeah. Half camo.
For $16.
I want to be
I want them.
Cowboy soldier.
But I've never seen one of these places with such little online presence.
I don't think that that's one of these places.
You don't?
Doesn't seem like it. No. I mean, the mall and the... I'm not getting that vibe.
The last place I'd open my rub and tug would be in a mall.
Yeah, you want
to. Exactly. There's no one in the mall, but still.
It's becoming a better place to open it.
I don't think
it's probably dirt cheap.
Do you think rub and tug people want to go to a mall
to
go?
That's
no,
right? You don't want to be seen.
Run into people in the community at the mall.
Bill, just getting a massage.
Yeah, geez, what do you guys sell? Girl Scout cookies. Oh, okay. I'll buy from you guys.
Yeah, you want it on the outskirts of town.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, hey, Andy, we were just grabbing a drink here. What are you doing at the mall?
Nothing. Just shopping.
God, you always say you hate shopping.
Yeah, they have really cool cowboy soldier boots here that I was going to get. But you were just...
The only store open in this whole section.
Guang Ding. The only thing open is...
Are
you talking to that guy in the massage place?
No, he doesn't. I don't even know him. Guang Ding.
Oh, no.
Oh, hello. No. Mr. Andy Green.
No, he knows me by name. That's a testament to the great customer service they have here.
Mr. Deadpool.
I gotta go.
Okay, Andy,
I'll call you
weird.
Deadpool again?
Oh, no. Don't tell him that.
I'll call you Deadpool again.
Yeah. Mr. Wade. Right. Oh, right. Deadpool. I don't know. Yeah. It's just one of those industries with... some shade.
Mm-hmm.
Matt is with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. So it's been a few years since I've been in that mall, but it's one of those like kiosk type things. You know, where they like set up those little spots. It's not. I don't know. I can't imagine it's a rub and tug, as they say. But I mean, it's like a dude with those chairs. So I think he was like that tailor. You know, where maybe he was supposed to be given a little chair back rubs, but he was getting a little close,
a little handsy.
So,
You just
right there in the middle of the mall?
Just a perv.
Yeah. It's like one of those little, where you said, all the stores are gone because who goes to malls?
Yeah.
So they just throw a couple of chairs and a table out in the middle, out in the open, in like one of those little half store areas.
Yeah.
So it's not a classic rub and tuck.
No, it's more. This is a guy
that'd be brazen if they were just doing it in the middle of a mall.
That's why this got out.
Yeah.
Because it was like a legitimate. Someone actually paid the $10 to sit there in a chair for a minute and have a guy touch them.
Yeah.
I always find that so weird when I see that at airports.
Yeah, I don't like it either. God. I don't like any of those things that are just in the middle of a, like, kind of walking area. Like, they have oxygen bars a lot that are like that. Like, in Vegas, they have, like, those things set up at one of the big malls.
Yeah.
That is, how do you relax when you're in the middle of a mall?
People are walking by looking at you.
Or in the middle of an airport. I don't know. Some people, I guess, can do it.
For that.
Just weird to be like, you know what, I'd like to be at this mall 10 minutes longer, so I'll sit in this chair.
Yeah. You know what, this place is really stressing me out. I gotta relax.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
For some reason, Chuck the Freak had a man crush on this guy. It kind of shocked us a few years ago when he admitted to it. But Chuck, this is your chance to see him in person.
Who?
Sax Man from the Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
He's taking his new album on tour.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And he's coming here, Chuck. Mm. This is a taste of Sax Man all oiled up playing sax in the movie The Lost Boys.
Yeah. Oh man, it's so good.
What does Sax Man look like now? Do we look him?
He looks the exact same.
Oh. He does,
except old.
He does pretty much look the exact same because in the picture of him, he looks He looks like he's into. What the hell did I do with it? Like gay bondage or something? I don't know.
He's still doing this stuff, obviously. There's a couple like 80 synthwave bands I listen to, and he's on different. That's why.
Tim Capello. You knew his name. Yep.
I didn't expect that outfit.
No. You hit the nail on the head with the gay bondage, though.
Yeah. Come on. Because
I was like, gay bondage? What's that? Ah.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
30 years after the release.
That's how I would dress if I could.
30 years after the release of The Lost Boys, he recently put out his very first solo album titled Blood on the Reed. Very first one. Over on his website, you can grab the album in an MP3 file or CD, Chuck, whatever you'd prefer. And he'll personalize it for you if you like, Chuck.
That's very nice.
But if you'd rather see him live, you'll be happy to hear he's taking the album on tour. Bad news for the folks in Massachusetts and Florida. No dates there, but there is a date in Detroit.
Oh, that's amazing.
Saturday.
I have to go see him.
Saturday, July 20th. At City Club.
Of course, he's going to City Club.
That's great. That's great.
Chuck, good. I'm going to go. Down. Saturday, July 20th, Detroit City Club.
I'm going to go ask him to. I'm going to go ask him to drop some sax on my sweet 80s synthwave music. Dude. He'll do it, dude.
I'm sure he would.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's super cool.
He does
cool.
it for other bands.
Yeah.
What's the album like? He says it's a rocker, but with a funky twist. Mostly classic songs I love to play live and twist them around a bit. And, of course, it includes a brand new jammed out version of I Still Believe.
Yeah, he's on a very cool song by a band called Gunship that is, it's about the Lost Boys.
I just remember that scene from when I was a kid. And
Just
like, I was, I think, a 5 or 6, and I'm like, this adults are weird, man.
Yeah.
And the way they party. And,
I remember seeing it and saying, well, sax it is.
Who's ever says, well, sax it is?
That's a man right there.
You had to, I remember it was around the same time, like, music was about to start in school. And you had to kind of, if you were going to go into music, you had to pick, like, an instrument to play. And right then in the 80s, the sax was so big. Every song had the sax, which is why all these synthwave acts are using saxophone in their music. But it was like him, and then there was, who's the Say Anything guy? John Cusack?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He played sax in some Better Off Dead, I think. He was a sax player. And that was like the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that's like a way to get chicks. Like, you play this sax, and they think you're, like, sensitive. And then I saw Sax Man.
Isn't there a sax in St. Elmo's Fire, too? Like a big scene with a saxophone?
You know, I don't...
The Rob Lowe's playing
that
it?
That might have been a bit before... Like, St. Elmo's Fire, I was probably too young to watch it. Because I don't remember. But when I saw Sax Man, I was like, oh, no, this is pure sexual fire.
Well, it looks like Conan the Barbarian.
Pure sexual fire.
I always, for a long time, like I was like, he looks like a professional wrestler to me.
Yeah, he was like a bodybuilder / saxophone player.
Like, is that Shawn Michaels? What is that?
It does look like
he's a musical Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
Someone said he was shredding at Shockstock Canada last week, humping the air, playing sax and all.
Yeah, he looks like cons and stuff. I didn't realize like you can go meet him at different cons, like Comic Cons and things.
Someone said he's so skinny he can barely talk now.
No, that's Val Kilmer.
That's Val.
Oh, Val that's Kilmer. Val. Okay, all right.
Val's yeah,
we
know Val. We
know about that.
Different 80s star.
Yeah.
So we'll see if Chuck makes it out to see Saxman live at the City Club in Detroit.
I don't think there's any question I'm going to go see
this summer.
You know I'm down to be your date.
Yeah. Wow, what a night.
It sucks to be old.
Heads up, this is dark-sided.
Oh, Jesus.
It does suck to be old.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
A man.
You kind of teased it.
A man who
I
ran.
I don't know where I'm going.
Ran across a highway to ask for directions in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'll just run across here real quick.
Don't do it.
There's got to be answers on the other side of this.
I don't know.
Did not make it out well.
There's a guy over there.
That's what happened. 82-year-old man saw someone mowing the grass on the other side of the interstate.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So he's heading one direction.
Oh, yeah.
The other direction, on the other side of the grass, there's someone mowing the lawn. He figures,
I'll stop. I'll just hop over this median, run across this other lane of highway with all those semi-trucks.
Oh, my God.
And I'll ask him a quick second, hey, where is the Yosemite National Park or whatever I'm looking for. Whatever old thing I'm looking for.
The man pulled off on the shoulder on the northbound lanes.
Okay.
Walked across the entire highway, including hopping the median.
Yeah, yeah.
Walked across the southbound lanes, stopped, asked the person mowing the grass for directions.
Great, I got them.
Took quite a bit because the guy couldn't hear everything.
What? Turn off the lawnmower.
No!
Turn off the lawnmower.
What do you want?
I don't know. These raging trucks behind me are loud. I can't wait to Frogger my way through this pit of death.
Yeah, because he's 82, right? So, like, the noise of the highway and the lawnmower.
Yeah.
The guys in the lifts were just moving. He couldn't hear a thing he was saying, probably.
Oh, boy. Well, it won't
matter.
Gets
the directions.
I guess.
Heads back across the highway.
One lane.
Frantically running, witnesses say.
Oh, boy, I better hurry.
Oh, no.
I'm not going as fast as I used to.
And he was hit.
By what? By what?
They don't say. He's no longer with us.
Oh, well.
82, you can't just get hit.
No. If a bike hits an 82-year-old, that could be it.
Truck driver
on
the scene stopped to help him.
Well,
but couldn't.
No.
But couldn't.
Could not.
No.
No, he was unhelpable.
70 miles an hour, I mean.
Man's unhelpable.
Yeah.
I mean, the pictures.
You've seen it.
I saw the pictures of, it's not like a tiny little, it's a
big highway.
It's I-85.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
huge.
Yeah.
Right? So, tons of traffic.
He just mistimed it. He just.
He doesn't know
or
what
thought
he's doing.
He could. Or just, is he one of those old guys that refuses? Like, he's just too
stubborn.
Like, my dad is so impatient. He would never take the time out of his way to say, oh, I'm lost. I'll pull off at a gas station. I'll stop. No, that's too much.
Yeah.
Right. He'll try and figure it out himself and in turn get himself way more lost or something, right?
Yeah.
He's like one of those old impatient guys he could be.
Yeah.
Who's like, I can't pull off. I'll just stop here. I'll run over. I'll ask that guy. I'll be right back.
There weren't
the
any gas stations when I took down the goddamn Jerry's. Exactly.
They're in Berlin.
We didn't stop and ask for directions.
We just kicked their ass.
Rolled our tanks over their dead bodies.
You can't do that at 82.
No.
I mean, you shouldn't do that at 22.
Yeah, I'd be scared to run across
just to be
a
safe.
You should never do that.
But at 82, you definitely can't run across a highway.
You ever just been stuck on the side of the highway? Like, your car, my car has died a couple times on the side of the highway. When you get out and you're standing there...
It's scary.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. A semi-truck going by you when you're standing still...
Did that chill?
And it's, like, going 70... Like, I realized, I was like, you know what? I've got to go way far away. Like, if something hits my car, sometimes you could tell someone's not really fully paying attention.
They might.
And they're over in the off a bit. And it's like, no, I got to get out of here. I'm not sitting in this car.
Yeah, it's scary. Well, that's it. You see all those cop videos of those guys getting blasted.
Man, yeah.
Because people are stupid.
Yeah, but then you, like, add in freeway.
Okay, I got the directions. All right, well, let me see. Is this four lanes or three lanes? I think it's only three.
We should just stop at a gas station.
I'm going to just run across real quick and get the directions.
What do you? You're stubborn as hell. Just get up.
Shut up. Here I go.
Oh, wow, that was narrow. That was narrow. Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Oh.
Make way.
He's yelling.
And that was it.
Yep.
That was dark.
That was so dark.
It was so dark. Game over.
That truck sound.
I do feel like he just misjudged it. Like he thought, oh, I can make it past.
Oh, he definitely misjudged it.
You know?
Definitely.
But 82, you take those little steps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't move fast.
Oh, God.
You think that you can little step it faster than you probably can.
No. 80s when it really starts to slow down, you know?
Well, you're like probably like real slow walking.
Yeah. He probably was like all the emotion of running as fast as he can, but he was like, hey!
That's it.
Oh, tragic.
Pancake. Pancake. Truck driver on the scene. Get up.
It's loud as Hades out here.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace. R.I.P.
It's true. I mean, it is. You're not as fast as you think, you know?
Nope.
If I can just get to this lawnmower, man.
Hey, Mexican!
What you doing, man?
You're gonna get hit, man! Mexican!
You're not fast enough to go across the lakes!
I doubt this Mexican's gonna know what, even how to speak.
I'm from South America. Why'd you keep calling me Mexican?
Hey, anyway, how do I get to Yosemite National Park?
You're gonna take this all the way to exit 12, okay? What? You're gonna stay in the right lane. You're going to take this to exit at 12.
12?
Exit at 12, and then you're gonna go around a little
bit. I can't understand the word. Can you write it down?
Oh my God, you're a bad person, man.
You know what? Forget it. I'll go find someone
else. I don't think you're gonna make it.
Shut up!
Little baby steps of yours.
I'm calling ICE.
You're a bad, bad man.
I'm just gonna make it back across this. As soon as I make it to my car,
I don't know.
I'm calling ICE. Here I go.
Better not. It's going really slow.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, no. No.
Why is this horrible thing so funny to me?
And the guy's like, well, good luck at calling ICE now.
Yeah. Nobody's a dialing anything now.
Yep.
Oh. The dark-sided part would be that the guy who he said he was going to call ICE on was like, you ain't calling ICE on anybody.
Nobody.
Judas fell in front of a truck.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nobody can call when they've been blasted like that, man.
All right, babe. Thoughts and prayers to his face.
You just did the rapper. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One love.
Pour one out for my homie.
Yeah.
Oh, poor old guy. Don't do that, people, no matter what
your age.
Don't cross a freeway for directions, okay?
I'm pretty sure it would be over quick, though, so that's good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's something different. Even happily married people cheat. Can you say you're one of them? Are you a happily married cheater, and what made you do it? If you want to reach out, 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. You can be anonymous if you choose to. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Because according to this new survey, a whopping 61% of cheaters surveyed said they were happy in their relationship. They love their wife or their husband. But I would think mainly it was a physical thing. Their physical desires weren't being met. Right? That's what led them to
cheat.
Yeah,
but then I argue that then you're not exactly really happy. You're not really happy.
Yeah.
You're fine with everything, but you're not really happy.
Because to be really happy, you have to have the whole package.
Yeah, I think it's just they don't know what really happy is.
It's more like they're scared of losing it than happy with it.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I can agree with that for sure. That they are...
Like, to me, cheating is like a telltale sign that something is tragically wrong with your setup.
Yeah.
Someone said, the only booze my wife likes is tequila. We just bought a house together. You guys are making me very nervous here.
Well, no, but that's fine as long as, if she's like, let's drink some tequila and go out, and then she takes you back to the sack,
right,
then you're fine. If she's going out with the neighborhood girls drinking tequila all night and you don't hear from her until 4 o'clock in the morning, you got some trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, you do for sure. Come on now. So 61% of people who said they love their wife or husband and are happy admitted to cheating, looking for something extra outside the marriage. You shouldn't need anything extra.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different times, though. Sex is just always in your face, like,
yeah,
everywhere. So people that are in relationships, they're just like, I'd like to be extra.
And honestly, I think people make more terrible choices now than they ever have.
Because it's easier to do it. We've talked about that. The temptation is everywhere. From now, Facebook dating to app. It's on your phone. You can find whores anywhere.
Yeah.
If you want them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's way too easy to find if you're looking for it.
Too easy for some people.
It's not. It's just a different ballgame.
It is.
This guy said, I am happily married, but I cheated because my wife isn't into three ways. And I wanted a little more fun.
I'm the same. Really bad reason to do it.
Yeah.
Someone else said my cheating was fueled by anger. At one point, I did 4 hookups in a week. Went a little crazy. Done with that now. It was exhausting.
Anger.
I'm so mad.
So mad. I'm going to have sex with 4 other people.
Someone's made you mad.
That's really mad.
That's super mad.
He's like, it was exhausting.
Happily married, and cheat with my roommate every day.
Roommate. Oh, real. That's weird. Why do you have a roommate? You shouldn't have a roommate when you're married.
That's odd.
Let's. I'm going to try and go old school here on the phones.
Oh, it's not working.
That didn't work. I'm on the wrong line. Sorry. Never hang up. I knew I'd never get it to work. All right, here we go. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing okay, thanks. So are you a happily married cheater?
I am very happily married. I was happily married at the time. I just happened to be at a friend's party while my wife and family were out of town, and I got blitzed on, you guessed it, tequila.
Yeah.
And got more than a little taken advantage of in my state, and did something really stupid and very nearly ruined my entire marriage and life.
Dude, so she obviously found out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How did she find out?
Everyone at the party.
I texted a buddy about it, telling him, and she went through my phone one night and found the text.
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
So the only way, you busted yourself, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I should have been, like, completely...
Hey, watch yourself.
No.
Watch
yourself. Oh, no. Right. Why did they say that?
You drinking tequila right now?
You're fine. Yeah, you're fine. You're all right.
You're fine.
You're all right. All right.
Don't beat yourself up. Don't go...
I should have taken my beating and just, you know, admitted it like a man, but I tried to hide it. And, you know, but she did find out, and we worked through it, and... And we're actually in a better place now than we were because we've worked through some of the issues that we had. And we're actually, it's a cliche, but we're stronger now than we were before.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, sometimes it does happen. Like people find themselves again
on the other side of it.
You're like, oh, wow. You know, grass is maybe not always greener on the other side.
20-year-old guy here, completely love my longtime girlfriend, but I'm really into screwing hot wives and cougars.
Hmm.
Had some crazy experiences. I think I'm just into the adrenaline of it all.
You're 20, too, so.
Wow.
At 20, it's wild times.
Don't get married.
Like, men and women cheat probably for different reasons. Like, men cheat for physical, like, they're missing the physical, something physical in their life, sexual. And women, a lot of times, it's emotional.
Yeah, you know what, though? The only thing that I would argue about that is when you look at, like, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers of the world, where there's a girl that comes along that just, like, makes a guy feel like he's hot again.
We don't know, were they having sex, him and his wife? Like, were... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know what their situation was.
Yeah, like him and Maria could have been.
But we don't know that.
Not doing anything. Yeah, and then that's possible. But I do think...
Oh, somebody wants to... And he could have had sex with anyone, though, right?
Guys are very simple, though. And if a girl makes them feel, like, hot, special... It's the same thing with girls.
Yeah,
it goes the same exact way. Mm-hmm. But...
it is a higher amount, I think, though, like Lisa's saying, emotional. Like, for girls, like, they're, like... Some guy like was like, oh, I see an injured little fawn here. And then starts
We played that game.
Yeah.
Someone said, I am happily married, but I have watched the occasional Russian cam girl diddle her bits. Is that cheating?
No.
And I'm sure 99% of women would much prefer you do that than go further with anything else. Yeah. Some women may not be happy with that, but...
Just don't spend any money. Don't spend any money. To me, the only time stuff gets a little weird... is when you start, like, spending money for, like, personalized stuff and you're having some kind of weird relationship with someone on a cam. Go to a site. Oh, it's just like watching a...
Emotion gets involved. It's
a video.
Emotional cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone said as well here, I've been happily married for over 3 years, got into contact with an ex I couldn't stand and had a one-night stand. Thank God my husband and I are working it out. I'm actually really happy now that I got the physical thing out of my system, and I hate my ex even more now.
You didn't hate him that night.
Yeah, no. You're pretty cool with him that night.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Yeah.
I think cheaters will always try to justify.
Yeah.
Give a reason.
I think so.
And it's just like, man, you were a bad person for a little bit.
Yeah.
Married for 8 years, love my wife to death, but there's one girl I know I could never turn down because she's an 11 and a total unicorn. So I could see how it happens. So it sounds like he hasn't done it, but if this woman...
he's got the fear.
What a horrible thing for... I mean, hope his partner never hears that. That is that there's one person out there that is his kryptonite.
I mean, I will say there's always going to be someone that would put, like, the most... stringent girl or guy
through tests,
like through a test. There's always someone.
Oh yeah.
You know,
have a friend who cheats on her husband because she wants something different than what is her first and only lover. We've said that so many times on this show, guys.
Oh yeah,
the and first girls
only lover.
Don't have just one partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because the majority of people seem to get to a point in their life when they want to say, well, geez, what else is out there? What
did I miss out on? You're going to die without trying anything else?
Right.
You're really going to die without trying anything else?
Marry the first person you meet or the first person you've had a relationship with.
You're going to die without trying anything else?
Yeah.
That person that is cheating every day with the roommate texted back in with a little follow-up. And the roommate is an ex-girlfriend who needed a place to live, and the wife does not know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They're all idiots.
Well, yeah, the wife
who
definitely
lets the ex-girlfriend in as a roommate?
So, but wait a second.
The wife's ex-boyfriend move in.
No, but
I feel like he didn't tell the wife.
Yeah, the wife. He says the wife does not
know.
It's
just a random girl.
She doesn't know
girl.
About the cheating or doesn't know it's his
doesn't
ex?
Doesn't know it's I don't even think an ex.
She probably doesn't know they're cheating and doesn't know it's an ex.
How do you keep the fact that it was an ex?
Investigate better than
how
that.
How would you let that person just move into your house? They'd have to know that they knew each other at least on some intimate level.
It doesn't make any other sense. Like, no girl's going to let an ex move in and
let
spend...
anyone move in, no. By the way. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
No. You ain't moving into Lisa.
That's no, like... never.
Let's go back to the Dave and Chuck lines here, and Megan's with us. Are you a happily married cheater?
Well, I'm not a cheater, and I've been with someone for over 4 years. We're not married, but when I drink wine, I can't really remember the night before. So I've been told, and I do remember parts of it, that I've had multiple threesomes with my significant other and other couples or another female.
And you don't remember a thing.
Maybe don't drink wine.
I don't remember all of it. But yeah, but it only happens when I drink wine.
Yeah, no. So you as Lisa said, yeah, no more
wine.
Wine.
Right. Well, she's unless she's fine with it. Unless yeah. she's
and
like
it was never by myself. My significant other was always.
Well, then it's not cheating. Oh,
yeah, it's not cheating. It's just she gets real randy on wine.
Okay. Right.
She's yeah. more open
her
to stuff.
Giving her more wine.
Yeah. The husband's like, drink up. Here's a box of wine on my way home.
Have some friends, yeah. Yeah.
I bought a winery, dear. We're moving to Napa Valley.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm stomping grapes.
Not the same.
No, it's not the same. That's just a chick who gets horny on wine, and the guy has figured it out.
Yeah, right? He's like, "Whoa, her eyes are going three different ways. I think it's time.
Bring in the chicks."
Yes.
She gets super horny on wine.
Horny and forgetful is like a terrible combo.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe God said.
Happily married, 37-year-old guy, cheated on my wife at least 4 times. First time was a 3-way at my job. I work at a hotel.
Oh, you probably didn't change the sheets. Really?
Other 3 times were rub and tugs at her apartment.
Mm. At her apartment.
The rub and tug person? The rub and tugger?
Like a rub and tug to your door?
I guess you could.
Very nice. Like, was he just saying
handy? Like a.
I guess. And well, whatever they offer, their services.
At her apartment.
Right.
They did a home visit?
Yeah.
Weird.
Someone said cheating is the only bright point for most men. Well, then you're not happily married.
The only bright point.
Girlfriend is a happily married woman. Great house, great job. Hubby has lots of cash and kids, yet I've been dating her for 5 years. We're completely in love. I'm just waiting for him to go away. I'm willing to wait forever. Mm. She's my dream girl. I fell for her 20 years ago. Wow, that's effed. That's F. That husband's there with their kids and thinks everything's fine. She's been, like, dating another guy for 5 years on the side.
Mm-hmm. She also hasn't left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also hasn't left.
I know, but it's still, I feel bad for the dude.
The guy.
The husband.
Kids.
Well, the husband's in a terrible place, but so's that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's a sucker.
Yeah. Yeah, he thinks that she's going to leave.
She's never going to leave that other guy, but it sounds like he's... I mean, go away. What does that mean? Die?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Jesus, it's starting to get weird.
I don't like it. Sounds a bit fishy.
Sounds dark-sided
go
to
away.
Me. I'm just waiting for him to go
maybe
away.
Maybe he just means just go away. Like,
go away.
Like,
yeah.
He's God of the house.
This guy said, my girl got pissed about a strip club visit. If only she knew about the $500+ I spent in the few hours there.
Mm-hmm. There's means... only one way to do that.
Yeah. Happily married here, but I've had 2 affairs with 2 ex-girlfriends over the last few years. All done now. Incredible experiences, no regrets.
You're a good guy.
Jesus. Come on. You have to have some regrets.
No, people don't.
Yeah, they can shut that off.
Yeah.
Wow, and there is different takes, obviously, from ladies. Are you guys nuts? My husband would go missing if he diddled any webcam girl. Well, he's not diddling. She's diddling.
Oh, yeah, no, he's not doing anything.
He's not diddling
He's
her.
Not doing anything
the
to her.
The webcam girl is diddling herself on camera from Russia.
And she's doing it for, like, an audience of 6,000 men.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's nothing personal about it. Yeah, it's just she doesn't even know there's anyone on the other side.
Yeah.
Except for the coins that are rolling
you
in.
You diddled a webcam girl? Your dad!
Well, yeah.
If you did that,
no,
you're
she
dead.
Diddled from any
killing people.
You know, you're trying to explain it, so, but you're getting shot.
You're yelling like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Many people.
Oh my God.
Many people she diddled for.
This person said, I'm happily married. However, last summer I had to step down from my dream job because of some family issues and the money got tight. We were arguing all the time. Then I got way too drunk and I made a mistake. But I was completely open and honest about it. We're still doing good now, but it did take a while.
It's hard to get over something like that.
Oh, this is tough. My wife cheated on me with a guy at a bar because he was nice to her two times.
Yep. Two times.
That's it.
That's all it takes.
That's it. Jeez. I guess paying all the bills and always watching our daughter whenever she goes out to the bar isn't being nice enough for her.
Oh my God. Well, there's your red flag. Red flag.
Right.
But I see, like, I know people where the girl always wanted to go to the bar.
By herself?
It's a red flag.
Well, right? Not necessarily by herself, but out with the girls.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and almost every single time in that scenario, they have gotten divorced. You know?
Yeah.
And in some of the scenarios, I think that they were banging people and no one ever knew.
Right.
Well, that hotel employee has a threesome while married, and Dave's first reaction is they probably didn't change the sheets.
Well, because they
that
didn't.
That was my first reaction.
They didn't. You know they didn't. They can't call housekeeping in there because that room's not occupied.
You're just sleeping in the puddle of somebody's.
Oh, a threesome
affair.
Puddle. A threesome hotel puddle.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Never.
Never.
Never. So it happens, and it happens quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, marriage is a really bad idea.
That's why there's so many divorces, right?
Yep.
Most of these don't even end in divorce. This is just silently living this way for the rest of your days.
Right. Mm.
With a bigger girl, she cheated on me for a steak dinner and a sundae. Aw.
What?
That's sad.
That's how to get them.
If you want a big girl.
What about a steak and a
sundae? That's
Sunday?
How you get them.
The poor guy that was like, yeah, my wife cheated on me two times or because the guy was nice to her twice.
Yeah.
He sounds like he might have some resentment.
Yeah, just a touch.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.